Well, we don't know.
What if
God today wants to teach you a new trick? Would you be too old to learn it? God, please speak to us this morning. Speak newness into our hearts. Speak to us despite our hardened hearts. Despite maybe our crusty faith. Despite the faltering lips of the speaker. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
大早安.
I want to thank the elders and ministers and brothers and sisters for allowing me to be here to share the word of God with you.
感谢这个长老以及传道弟兄姐妹能够让我今天早上在这里各位分享信息.
Today we look at faith.
我们今天看信心.
And of course, I think there's no better place in the Bible or no better person in the Bible to look at when we talk about faith than Abraham.
所以我们要谈到信心的时候，我们都会很想到亚伯拉罕.
So if you would please open your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 11.
如果您可以的话，让我们打开圣经创世纪十一章.
We're looking at the very first place where Abraham was mentioned.
所以我们看看，在这个圣经当中，第一次亚伯拉罕这个名字被提到.
This was actually before he received the new name Abraham.
在这个地方，是他在还没有真的得到他的新的名字亚伯拉罕.
When he was still called Abram.
当他还是被称为亚伯兰的时候.
So Genesis chapter 11 verse 27 to chapter 12, verse 8. Just now we already read that passage. Abram lived about 4,000 years ago. And just now we read that his hometown was called Ur. Does anyone still remember what his father's name was? Very good, Hira. Okay, and he had two brothers, Nahor and Haran, and his wife was named Sarai. Later on, she was also given a new name, Sarah. But now, in chapter 12, verse 1, God told him to leave his country, his people, his father's household.
Go
leave your country, your people, your father's household. 本地本族本族本族家.
要离开你的本地本族本族家.
To go to a land that I will show you.
到一个我要让你看到的地方.
Essentially, God was telling him, 移民啊.
Okay. 就是告诉他说你叫移民.
Start over.
重新开始.
Now, I just want to see if there's anyone in here who was born in this country. Okay, so all of us are Yimin, is that right? We moved from another country to this country. Perhaps let me ask by show of hands, how many of us actually moved into this country before the age 13? Okay, nobody. Okay. If you moved to this country before you're 13, it's probably easier. Because you would have grown up knowing the culture, knowing the language. How many of us actually moved here during our teenage years, between 13 and
19?
Oh, a few. Okay. Okay. Two sisters. How they found it a little bit harder than if they moved here with their children. But still better than the rest of us. For the rest of us, we moved here when we were a little bit older. To leave your friends. Leave your family and your relatives. To leave your culture. To leave your language.
离开你的语言.
To start new. To learn everything that is new.
学习所有一切新的事物.
How many of us actually moved here after age 40?
我们在有没有人在十四岁之前来到美国？
之后
40
啊，
四十岁之后来到美国的。
没有，没有 ，OK。
没有
，OK。So it's not that bad.
这个糟糕。
But imagine Abraham.
那你想想看亚伯拉罕。
He was 75 years old when he had to start over.
所以他当他神告诉他要开始的时候，他是75岁。
God says, "Go to the land, I will show you."
对，到那个我要显示给你的那个地方。
Go to that land that I will show you.
对，到那个我要显示给你的地方。
And God said, "I will give you descendants."
我会给你后裔。
You will become a great nation.
你会成为大国。
Even though he was a 75-year-old man.
虽然他是75岁的老人。
And back then he did not have any children.
更何况他没有小孩。
And we learned that his wife was only 5 years younger than he was.
我们知道他的太太比他年轻5岁。
We learned that his wife was 70 years old.
所以他大概是那时候是70岁。
No children.
没有孩子。
God says, I will make you into a great nation.
所以神刚才神告诉他说我会让你成为大国。
God promised him many difficult things.
神告诉他一些很多困难的事。
But Abraham believed.
但亚伯拉罕相信。
And the Bible says, so God credited to him as righteousness.
于是神告诉他说，就以此为他的义。
And so we call Abraham the father of faith.
所以我们就称亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Even the New Testament writers refer to him as somebody who inspires us to have faith in God.
所以甚至在新约的时候，很多作者都提到亚伯拉罕是我们的信心之父，是我们的鼓励。
All of us who walk by faith can look to him as the father of faith.
当我们踏出信心的这一步的时候，我们都称以亚伯拉罕为信心之父。
So essentially, today's sermon is a very simple lesson.
所以今天其实我们要谈的这个是一个很简单的一个信息。
Walk by faith
是怎么样踏出信心的一步。
If there's only one thing you remember from today,
如果说你今天唯一能够记住的事情。
Walk by faith.
就是如何踏出信心的一步。
Maybe you can do that.
也许你可以这样做。
You can start sleeping now.
你可以开始睡觉。
Maybe some of you already sleeping.
有些人已经睡着了。
However, walking by faith.
但是到踏出那信心的一步。
Is it really that easy?
是不是这么容易？
It's easier said than done, isn't it?
是不是觉得说比讲更容易？
Let's take a look at the chapter 12, verse 1.
我们看看第十二章第一节。
It says, The Lord had said to Abraham, Go to the land I will show you.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开到我指示你的地方去。
Okay, and then what does verse 5 say?
那第五节怎么说呢？
Where did they go?
他们往哪里去呢？
We know it is the promised land.
我们知道它是个应许之地。
But Abraham did not know where he was going.
但亚伯兰不知道他要去哪里。
But the Bible writers actually tell us where they actually headed.
但是圣经的作者告诉我们他往哪里去了。
Chapter 12 verse 5 says,
创世纪十二章第五节这么说。
They set out for the land of Canaan.
所以他们前往迦南地去。
Went to the land of Canaan.
所以他们到迦南地。
Can you say with me Canaan?
你知道如果说迦南地。
迦南地。So, for the longest time as I read the Bible,
所以我在读圣经的时候
I thought that Abraham was the first one to leave Ur to go to Canaan.
我以为亚伯拉罕是第一个从乌尔到迦南地去的。
But not so.
但实际上不是的。
If you look at the two verses before this.
如果你看前面两节。
Look at chapter 11 verse 31.
如果你看第十一章第三十一节。
Terah took his son Abram.
他带着他儿子亚伯兰。
His grandson Lot, son of Haran.
他的孙子哈兰的儿子罗德。
And his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of Abram.
并他的儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来。
And together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans,
出了加勒底的乌尔
to go to Canaan.
要往迦南地去。
Abram was not the first one heading to Canaan.
除了亚伯兰不是第一个前往迦南地去的。
Now we don't know what happened.
我们不知道到底发生什么。
Maybe God spoke to Abram and told Abram.Leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's household and go to the land I will show you.
所以也许神跟亚伯兰讲说你要离开本地本族本家到我的指示你地方。
And the father hear, oh wow, son you want to go there?
所以他父亲也许偷听到说哦你的儿子要我儿子你要去那边是不是
I'll go with you.
我会跟你一起去。
Oh, maybe that is what happened.
也许那是真的发生的事情。
That is why the Bible says Terah took the whole clan to go to Canaan.
所以他讲到说，圣经上讲到说，他他拉就带他的整个家族就往那个地方去。
But could it have been？
那是不是
有没有可能呢？
可不可能
？Is there a possibility that God had also previously spoken to Terah？
可不可能神在之前就跟他讲了
？Terah， leave your people， leave your country， leave your father's household。
他，你必须要离开你的本地、本族、本家。
Go to the land I will show you.
到我要你指示你去的地方。
So Terah took his family, took his son Abram, and all the animals, all the relatives, and to head to Canaan.
所以他带着他的儿子、他的家及他的这些这个畜牧，一起往迦南地走。
But Terah never made it.
但是他拉并没有到迦南地。
He never set foot on the promised land.
他并没有踏足在那个迦南地，在指示之地。
Let's look at verse 31. Let's finish the verse.
那我们一起看十一章第三十一节。
When they came to Haran, they settled there.
他们走到哈兰就住在那里。
When they came to Haran, they settled there.
他们走到哈兰就住在那里。
Then the last verse of chapter 11.
在最后在十一章的最后一节。
Terah lived 205 years old, a ripe old age. He lived to a ripe old age.
是他一共活到205岁，非常年很大很高的年岁数。
The last five words of that passage says, and he died in Haran.
但最后这五个字他说他就死在哈兰。
他就死在哈兰。他死在哈兰那五个字。Is there anything we can learn from this?
我们可不可以从当中学到什么呢？
Don't settle for Haran.
不要停在就住在哈兰。
Well, for us to understand this journey, perhaps a map will help us.
也许有这个图会让我们显示，让我们知道。
What is this journey that Terah had to take or Abraham had to take?
我们先看看说这个他这个这段旅程是怎么走的。
Now, this is Ur.
所以我们的看乌尔在这里。
Ur over here. This is it is in modern day Iraq.
在伊拉克的地方。
Even though Abraham did not know where he was going, he headed in this direction, and the promised land was over here. Canaan is over here. His promised land had to go all the way here.
So he 不需要走一段很长的路才能到他的应许之地。
How long is the journey?
你知道这段路要有多长吗？
About 3 feet.
三尺长。
No, of course, it's only a map. This journey would take about 1,000 miles.
这段路差不多要1000英里。
Now, how long is 1,000 miles?
你知道1000英里有多长吗？
My geography is very poor, so I looked it up on the internet.
所以我在这个网络上查一下。
From Boston, if you travel westward,
如果你往西走，从波士顿出发的话，
and you walk for 1,000 miles,
那你走差不多1000英里的话，
you'll get to Chicago.
你会到芝加哥。
Okay.Well, of course, if you flew to Chicago, it'd probably take you 2.5 hours.
如果你是飞到芝加哥的话，可能只要2.5小时。
Right, if you actually drove, it'll take you a day or two.
也许你是开车的话，也许一两天就到了。
Back in those days, I don't think Abraham had a plane or train or cars.
在那个时代，他也没有飞机，也没有火车，也没有车。
Occasionally, you might have a camel.
也许他会有骆驼。
But most of them, imagine.He had to take his whole family, all the children, all the animals, all the servants, and everybody had to probably walk.
所以你知道那时候他必须带他的整个家，还有他的这个动物啊什么之类，他们必须要用走路的方法。
I can imagine just hearing the, you know, maybe Lot, his nephew, just saying, like as we take long road trips.
也许我先想说他的这个罗德会这么说。
Okay. What did I do? Which button?I actually turned it. Did I turn it off? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, perhaps Lot was saying, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
罗德就一路上就跟他的祖父说，
到了
没有？到了没有？到了没有？
By the time they get to Haran, actually, let me show you where the things are.
就当他们到哈兰的时候
，Haran is over here.
Haran 在那。
Haran is over in this place. They've already walked 700 miles.
他们走了差不多700英里的路。
Like walking from here to Detroit.
好，差不多就像从波士顿到底特律一样。
When they got there, probably they were so tired.
其实他们到那边的时候，他们已经非常的累了。
Remember, back in those days, they didn't have a GPS.
主要是他们在那个时候并没有所谓的这个导航系统。
And you figure, at least they had a map.
如果他们有这个图的话。
But they did not have a map.
但他并没有这个图，他们没有图。
God didn't even tell Abraham where he was headed.
神甚至没有告诉亚伯兰说你们要去哪里。
I can imagine Abraham walking and Abraham saying, Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
我可以想象说亚伯兰一直在问神说我们到了没有，我们到了没有。
Every morning God would probably say,Move further.
也许每天早上神都告诉他们说往前走。
That's how the father Terah walked as well.
我想这也是他的父亲啊，他这样走。
By the time they got to Haran, the Bible says they settled there.
所以圣经上讲到说，当他们到哈兰的时候，他们就住在那里。
Maybe they were already too tired.
因为他们太累了。
Been walking too long.
他们走了很久的路。
Animals are tired.
他们那个动物也都很累了。
But the children did not were start to complain.
其实孩子们开始在抱怨了。
Now, those of us who are very savvy with the Bible, or you know the Bible very well,
如果说你们知道圣经的话，
just now as you read the scriptures, you remember that name, you've seen this name before.
也许你看到这个名字啊，哈兰，或这个地方，哈兰这个字。
It's not just a place name, was it?
它不是光是只有一个地名。
You remember that, oh, maybe Abraham has a brother, his name also is Haran.
也假如说亚伯兰他有一个兄弟，叫哈兰。
Could it be related?
是不是有关系呢？
So I did some studying and I'm trying to find out what the original name was.
我想开始在圣经上找，就原来的名字叫什么？
Abraham's brother's name also Haran.
亚伯翰的兄弟的名字也叫哈兰。
In Hebrew, it is Haran.
在希伯来文叫 Haran.
It just means a mountaineer.
它只是一个山地。
No, mountaineer, somebody who likes to climb.
爬山的人
okay. Maybe he liked to climb as a little boy and his father gave him the name Haran.
所以就是他以前很喜欢爬山，所以他父亲给他一个名字叫做爬山的人。
But this name, the place name, Haran.
但是这个名字 Haran.
In Hebrew,
在希腊文
it's not Haran.
不是爬山的人。
不是 Haran.
不是哈兰，是哈兰。
The name is, the Hebrew word is Haran.
Hebrew word is Haran.
Can you say with me, Haran?
Can you go with me, Haran?
It's totally different from mountaineer.
跟爬山的人是完全不一样的。
Haran means parched, dry, a desert.
是一个焦土，一个旱地。
A dry desert.
是一个干干的沙漠地。
God promised a land flowing with milk and honey.
神意思的是牛奶与蜜之地。
Terah settled for a desert.
但是他却住在一个沙漠。
And he died in Haran.
他也死在那。
I think Terah's story is a tragedy.
我觉得是他拉的这个故事是一个悲剧。
Many Christians today live the same tragedy.
但是你知道吗？现在很多基督徒也是活在这样的悲剧当中。
Many people started following Jesus.
很多人跟随耶稣。
After a while, we feel, hey, it's pretty good already.
但一段时间以后，觉得说非常好。
Maybe I've been coming to church for many years.
已经来教会十多年了。
My life has changed somewhat.
我的生活有改变。
We've gotten to Haran.
我们到了那个。沙漠之地。
The journey is not yet over.
但是这个旅程还没有结束呢。
But we have settled down.
我们是停在那。
Haran is a place of half-baked dreams.
其实这个沙漠地，这个哈兰这个地方是一个只有一半完成的一个梦想。
It's a place of distractions, a place of diversions.
其实它只是一个
分心的地方。
分心的地方，对。
It's only second best.
其实只有次好的。
Now, this past summer we had the London Olympics.
所以我过去的我们有一个冬季奥运会。
I was actually in London during,
summer. 夏季奥运会
都一样了。How many of us actually watched some of the games on TV?
你是有人看一些冬季奥运会的活动。
I was actually in London during the time, but I did not get to see it.
我那时候人在伦敦，可是我却没有机会看。
I watched on TV as well.
但是我在电视上有看到。
But isn't it great? I was there and I knew just to be in the same place as the Olympics was special.
但我知道说这个奥运会是个很特殊的。
The best of the best in the whole world came to compete for first place, second place, and third place.
世界上所有的好手都在那个时候来到这个奥运会来比赛。
And at the end of every event, you would see three winners.
就在每一个比赛结束的时候，你都看到有三个得奖的。
One would stand on the podium, third place.
第一个会在第三名拿铜牌的会站在这个奖。
One would stand on second place.
一个会站在第二名银牌的。
And the best of course, one would stand on first place.
所以最这个拿到金牌的会站在中间。
They would all bow.
那他们都会鞠躬。
And receive a medal on their neck.
他们拿到一个奖牌。
A gold, a silver, and a bronze medal.
一个金牌、银牌以及铜牌。
The best in the world.
世界上最好的这个运动员。
Psychologists wanted to actually study the winners of these sports events.
有许多心理学家要去研究一下他们的这个运动员的心态。
And they wanted to see who is happiest.
所以我们看到说谁是当中高兴的。
So they devised some questionnaires for these winners to fill out.
所以他们就拿了一些问卷，请这些得奖的运动员来填写。
To find out who is the happiest, third place or second place or first place.
现在是拿这个铜牌的、银牌的、金牌的，是哪一个是最高兴的
？Now I'm sure you are very smart people. Who do you think was the happiest of the three?
你们觉得当中谁是最高兴的？
Some of you are very smart. Okay. The happiest, of course, was the gold winner.
当然想拿金牌是最高兴的啦。
He's the best. He or she is the best in the whole world.
他是最厉害的啦。
The fastest, the strongest, jump the tallest.
他是跑最快的，最强壮的，或是跳最高的啦。
The questionnaire showed that they are the ones who are happiest of the three.
这个问卷调查的结果是说拿金牌的是最高兴的。
Okay. Gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal. Who do you think was the second happiest?
你觉得第二个高兴的是哪一个呢？
You people are smart.
你们真的是很聪明。
I'm not very smart. I always assumed it would be the second place would be second happiest. But no, they said the bronze winner is the second happiest.
你知道吗？说真的是拿到铜牌的是第二个高兴的。
What's going on? What's going on in the mind?
为什么嘞？如果是他们在讲什么嘞？
Almost did not get anything.
真的是没像每一个样。
Almost did not get any medal.
他觉得说他今天没有拿到奖牌的。
At least I should stand here.
起码可以站在那里。
At least I have a medal.
但是我起码有个奖牌。
Of all the three people, the least happy would be.
但是当中最比较不高兴的一个。
The second place winner.
是这个拿银牌的。
What's going on in here?
他在讲什么呢？
Almost made it.
他说他就差那么一点点。
Just a little bit more, and I'll be sitting here.
如果差那么一点，我就可以站在这个拿金牌的位置了。
That's why. That's what Haran is.
那你知道吗？这个哈兰这个地方就是。
Haran is a place of second best.
哈兰这个地方就是治好了。
You're not supposed to be happy about it.
你不应该为这到那个地方很高兴啊。
Do you know that our enemy, Satan?
你知道我们的敌人撒旦。
He wants to take us off the first place.
他要把我们从最好的地方拉下来。
And do you know something about the devil?
你知道这个恶魔的他的伎俩吗？
He likes to trick us and tempt us.
他会用伎俩来蒙蔽我们。
But do you know that the devil never tempts us with something that is bad?
但你知道他不会用这个不好的东西来。
Because he is even smarter than all of us.
因为他比我们都聪明。
No, he knows that I like sushi.
他知道我喜欢吃这个寿司。
So if he actually tempted me with sushi, I might fall for it.
因为他如果用寿司来试探我的时候，我可能就真的就被试探到了。
But Satan would never actually give me a piece of rotting fish.
但是撒旦不会给我一个生鱼。
不是生鱼啊，臭的鱼啊。
臭鱼，生鱼，臭。
Hey, Mayan, come over. I'll give you this.
人家会说蚂蚁按照这么来，我给你这个臭鲈鱼。
I'm too smart to fall for 臭鱼。
那我太聪明，我不会去吃那臭鱼。
He always gives us something good.
他给我们好的东西。
But not the best.
但不会是最好的东西。
God wants us to take us to the promised land.
神要带领我们到应许之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
啊，那里有有奶与蜜之地。
The devil takes us to someplace good.
神啊，但是恶魔带我们到一个好的地方。
Not the best.
但却不是最好的地方。
Don't settle for Haran.
不要停在哈兰。
If we settle in Haran, we will die in Haran.
那如果我们停在哈兰，我们就死在哈兰。
So let me ask you, what Haran are you in right now?
我最后问你说，你是在哪一个哈兰地呢？
Is God saying that you need to move on?
这个神告诉你说，你要往前走。
Okay, let's move on now.
那我们继续往前。
Another lesson we can learn from this.
那我们可以另外一个我们可以学到的功课。
From Abraham's story, we learn how to step into clarity.
所以我们在从这个亚伯拉罕的公式，我们可以学到说怎么样可以走入清晰。
Imagine you're standing in a very foggy night.
我想象你在一个很有雾的这个晚上。
The person in front of you is very foggy, and you cannot see their face.
你没办法看到你前面的那个人 的脸。
The only way you can actually see who that person is,
你能够看到这个人
step closer,
就是站前就往前走。
And then you know who that person is.
你可以看到那个人，看清楚那个人是。
Good looking man.Or you're nearsighted. And you're not wearing your glasses. And you cannot see very clearly. Without putting on your glasses, the only way you can see clearly is to take a step closer. And oftentimes, that is the lesson we need to learn with our lives. Sometimes our lives seem blurry.
其实我们的前面路看起来好像很朦胧。
Our future looks very fuzzy.
我们的前面我们的未来看起来也很不清楚。
Abraham teaches us how to take a step.
亚伯拉罕告诉我们怎么样去走下面一步。
I remember when I first became a Christian.
我记得我刚成为基督徒的时候。
An old pastor taught me this thing.
有个老牧师告诉我这样的事情。
Because one day if you sense that God is very far away.
如果有哪一天你觉得神离你很远。
You cannot hear God's voice here.
你不能听到神跟你说的话。
And you're wondering because you remember when you first became a Christian, you could almost hear God speaking to you.
就是你记不记得你刚成为基督徒的时候，你好像可以听到神说的跟你说的每一句话。
But God somehow seems very far now.
那如果神觉得你觉得现在好像很远的样子。
Ask yourself one question.
你必须要问你自己一个问题。
When was the last time you said no to God?
你上次跟神说不是什么时候？
Go back to that same decision, and this time instead of saying no, say yes.
就回到你那当时说不的那个决定的时候，把它变成答案变成是。
And then everything will become clear.
那所有的事情会变得比较清晰。
Now some of us are saying, but I said yes in other things.
也许我们知道说我们常常在对其他事情说不。
Yeah, indeed, here I say no, but can I move on and say yes here?
我在我们在那个时候说不，我们是不是可以从我们现在这个地方开始说是呢？
But God doesn't work with us like that.
但神不是这样子跟我们一起工作了。
He takes us on step by step by step.
他带我们是一步一步的走。
You cannot jump a step.
你不能跳。
Even in school, the children, they could skip a grade.
小孩子他们可以跳级。
But we cannot skip a grade.
但我们没有办法这样跳级。
When God leads us to a certain level, He expects us to keep on saying yes before He will move us to the next level.
所以神跟我们的时候他要等我们说是然后才带我们到下面一阶。
And we say no, we stop there.
那如果我们跟他说不的话我们就停在那儿。
God moves on and so we see that we sense that God is very far now. We don't hear from God anymore.
所以当神往前走以后我们就发觉说神离我们好远。
But God is a gentleman.
但神是个绅士。
He will not force us to say yes.
他不会强迫我们说是。
But he will always be waiting at that level.
但神会在那个地方等。
Reminding us to go back there and instead of saying no, say yes.
神会在那边等我们说，我们改变我们的答案从不到是。
And when we say yes, when we take that step of saying yes,
当我们说是好的时候
，God takes us to the next level.
神就带领我们到下面一个地步。
Now, let's take a look at chapter 12, verse 1.
我们看看第十二章第一节。
The Lord had said to Abraham.
神和亚伯兰说。
The Lord has said to Abraham.
神对亚伯兰说。
The Lord had said to Abraham.
主和亚伯兰已经说过。
对亚伯兰说。Okay. Remember, look at that word, 说 said.
看那个字说。
Okay, what does he tell him?
他跟他说什么？
Go to the land that I will show you.
王，我要指示你的地去。
Now look at chapter 12, verse 4.
如果你看第12章第四节。
So Abram left as the Lord had told him.
说亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
Now look at this, chapter 12, verse 7.
你再看看第十二章第七节。
This is the next time that God has an interaction with Abram.
就在这个神和亚伯罕有下一次的这个交集的时候。
The Lord then not said.
但是这是他不是说the Lord, 这是耶和华说。
没有说了，
不
是说了。
是。
The Lord then appeared to Abram.
对，他耶和华向亚伯罕显现。
Do you get what I'm saying?
你知道我们在说，你知道我在讲什么吗
？When God first said to him.
神和亚伯兰说的时候
，Abraham did it，
and 亚伯兰就做了。
The next time God interacts with Abraham, God appears to Abraham。
对，下一次当耶和华来的时候，他就是向亚伯兰显现。
When we step out in obedience，
当我们开始，我们如果我们 step out
顺服的走一步，
我们如果我们顺服的走了一步，
神就God will then walk a step closer，
神就与我们更亲近。
When we take one step, God takes one step.
所以我们走一步，神也跟着走一步。
Remember, God has taken the very first step.
但不要忘记，神走的是第一步。
For God to send His Son Jesus to us.
因为神送他的独生子到我们。
God enables us to walk closer to Him.
神让我们能够跟他接近。
So God is waiting for some of us to take that step.
所以神在等我们当中的某些人在走那一步。
Some months ago, I was asking God, "What should I be doing in the future?"
几个月前，我在问神说，我。要做些，我下一步要怎么走
？But God was strangely quiet.
但是神非常的安静。
I kept asking God, what am I supposed to be doing?
我一直问神说，我下一步我要做什么
？I did not hear anything.
我没有听到任何。
And which was strange because for the past many years, as I was walking with Jesus, I could always sometimes hear God saying, "Go to Lowell." And I went to Lowell.
因为我这是非常奇怪，对我来讲是非常奇怪的事，因为我在跟随耶稣的时候。常常神告诉我，会跟我说话，说让我去伯威尔，那我就会来伯威尔。
When God says leave Lowell, I said leave Lowell.
所以当神告诉我说你要离开罗威尔，我就离开罗威尔。
So several months ago, I was asking him, where do you want me to go?
所以当几个月前我问神说你要我做什么的时候
，No answer.
神没有言语。
All I heard was, all I sensed was God putting this picture into my heart.
我就把看见神将一个影像放在我的心里。
Of a broken relationship I had with a sister in church.
就是我与教会的一个姐妹中间有一个破碎的一个关系。
We had a big fight.
因为我们中间有争吵。
And as I was praying to God, where am I supposed to be going?
所以当我问神说我应该要做什么的时候
，God kept bringing that picture into my heart.
神就一直把那影像浮现在我心里。
I can almost hear God saying to me, "Apologize."
我就可以感觉到说神好像在跟我说你要去道歉。
Do you know what my answer was?
你知道我的答案是什么吗
？No way.
不要。
I am the pastor.
我是个牧师。
That young girl, she did not know anything.
那个年轻的女孩，她什么都不懂。
She was yelling at me.
她比我年轻。
Saying nasty things about me.
她说一些对我说一些肮脏污秽的事的话。
And you want me to apologize?
你要我跟她道歉
？No way.
那不要。
So silence.
对。
I kept saying, God, what should I be doing?
当我一直问神说我要做什么的时候
，silence.
沉默。
And he said, apologize.
感觉到人说你要去道歉。
This went on for a long time.
我持续了一阵子。
I finally could not stand it any longer.
让我再受不了了。
I went and bought a card.
我就买了一张卡片。
And I wrote on this card.
我在卡片上写。
I acknowledged the things that I had done wrong.
所以我承认我做错了一些事情。
And I brought it to the home of that young sister.
所以我拿到那个年轻姐妹的家。
I'm not going to go into that story.
不要讲那些所有的剩下的故事。
But from that moment on,
但从那个一点开始
，it seemed like the sky just opened up.
我发觉天好像打开了。
I could hear God speaking to me again.
我发觉神可以跟我神在继续跟我说话。
So let me ask you,
就让我问你
，Is there one thing that God has been pressing on your heart?
是不是神在你心中放了什么
？Asking you to do it by faith.
就是让你要跨出那信心的一步。
Or asking you to do it by obedience.
就是要你去遵循他的指令。
Because if you do it,
如果你愿意做的话
，things will get clearer.
事情会变得比较清晰。
Stepping into clarity,
就是进入清晰。
That is a lesson of obedience.
这就是这个 服从的一个的功课。
Third one.
第三个。
No faith, no testimony.
只有信心就没有见证。
Abraham was promised by God that God would bless him.
所以这个亚伯翰受到神的应许说他会受到祝福。
In fact, the whole world would be blessed because of Abraham.
这整个世界都会因为他能够蒙福。
God told him to take a step of faith.
所以神告诉他说你要跨出那信心的一步。
But was this easy?
但是你觉得容易吗？
It was not easy.
不容易的。
Remember, number one, he was already an old man.
你不要忘记他是个老人了。
75 years old.
他75岁。
And secondly, where was he going?
而且第二点他到哪去呢？
We know that he eventually went to Canaan, right?
我知道他最后他是在迦南地。
Look at verse 6 with me, chapter 12, verse 6.
那你看第12章第6节。
The second part of that verse says, at that time the Canaanites were in the land.
在那边第二段，但是后面那段写的说，那是迦南人住在那里。
God says, go to Canaan, but the Canaanites were already there.
但是神告诉亚伯兰说你要去迦南地，可是迦南人已经住在那里了。
And sometimes we think, no, it's okay, the Canaanites are probably nice people.
也许你觉得说也许迦南人他们是很好人。
They're smelling flowers and say, let's come and live with us.
就非常他说他们闻闻花说一起来跟我们一起住。
No, the Canaanites we know were strong soldiers.
但你要知道，将来那时候是一个强壮的军队。
They became enemies of Israel.
他们最后变成以色列人的敌人。
And the Bible says the Canaanites were already in the land.
圣经上讲到说，将来人已经住在那里了。
And for Abraham, a 75-year-old man, telling him you have to go in and fight these people.
亚伯兰是75岁的老人，他要进去跟这些人打仗吗
？That is a promise that's not easy to believe.
但是一个很不容易相信的一个应许。
Thirdly.
第三点
God promised him that I will make you into a great nation.
神告诉他说你会成为大国。
And we've said it before, Abraham did not have any children.
但我们前面有提到说亚伯兰并没有孩子。
And God says, I'm going to give you many descendants.
神告诉他说我会给你许多后裔。
Abraham probably was looking at his wife.
也许亚伯兰看看他的太太。
I don't see it. How?
我看不出来啊。
If Abraham had said no.
亚伯兰可以说No,
too hard.
不可能的，太难了。
Too many enemies.
太多的敌人了。
Look at my old wife.
你看我的我老妻子。
老婆了，真的。我自己也太老了 ，I'm too old already.
我自己也很老了。
Then no blessing for Abraham.
那就没有亚伯兰就没有任何的祝福。
All of us would be different here as well because we would not receive the same blessing from Abraham.
我们也就会。不一样，因为我们没有从亚伯翰那边来祝福。
But Abraham believed.
但是亚伯翰相信。
And God said that is righteousness.
那就是以你为义，这是你的义。
I've talked to many people about asking them to become Christians.
我跟许多人谈的说怎么样变成基督徒。
And many people actually don't become Christians.
很多人后来并没有变成基督徒。
Not because they do not believe.
并不是他们不相信。
But because they're afraid.
而是他们害怕。
They're afraid of all the changes they have to make in their lives.
那觉得说他们在生命生活当中需要许多改变。
Same thing with Christians. I've asked many Christians, don't you want to do this and grow as a Christian?
但是对基督徒也是一样。我说过很多基督徒，他们没有改变。
They don't want to.
他们不想。
Not because they don't believe.
不是他们不相信。
But because they're afraid.
但是他们害怕。
They're afraid of all the changes that will happen in their lives.
他们很怕这些改变带来的害怕。
Many Christians actually want to have a testimony.
很多人都需要有见证。
We want to be able to stand and before people and say, this is what God has done in my life.
我们希望能站在大家面前跟大家分享神在我身上的作为。
But we have no story to tell.
但是我们没有见证。
Because no faith,No testimony.
因为就是没有信心的没有见证。
If you do not test your faith, you will not have a testimony.
如果你没有试你的信心，你就没有一个见证。
Whenever God tells us to do something, it is always hard.
当神告诉我们去做什么时候，你要知道都是很困难。
When God tells us to do something, it's always a test of our faith.
但神告诉我们去做事的时候，很多都是对信心的考验。
Without the testing of our faith, there's no testimony.
因为没有对我们信心的考验，就没有见证。
Many of us want to be up there.
很多人都希望在那个顶端。
A mountaintop experience.
一个在山顶上的一个经验。
But we don't want to climb.
但是我们却不想爬。
Or because we're too scared to climb.
也许我们对爬很害怕。
One night a family, they awoke because of the smoke alarm.
有一天晚上我被那个
不是我有一家人
被烟熏死。
Okay, and they found out the whole house was on fire.
我发现他们的房子着火了。
So the father immediately ran to the second floor bedroom.
对，他的父亲马上跑到二楼的卧房。
To grab his children.
抓他的小孩。
He carried his 18 months old on his arm.
他这个把他的18个月的小孩抱在手上。
And he dragged his 4-year-old boy down the stairs.
然后他就把他另外一个孩子牵着这样下楼。
As they're going down the stairs, the little boy remembered that he left his teddy bear in his bedroom.
就当他带小孩下楼的时候，他的孩子讲到说，他把他的泰迪熊留在卧房里头。
So he broke free from the father and ran back to the room to get the teddy bear.
对，他甩开他的父亲的手，就跑到楼上去拿他的那个泰迪熊。
Amidst all the chaos, the father didn't even realize the little boy was not with him until they got outside of the house.
就当在一切的混乱当中，他的父亲甚至不知道他的孩子已经离开他的手，已经到他楼下的时候。
By this time, the house was in flames, and the little boy was trapped inside his little bedroom on the second floor.
所以当他出来的时候，他们到楼下的时候，他小孩子还没有跟他一起下来，而是在这个火焰当中被在二楼的卧房当中。
Coughing and crying, the little boy went outside the window and said, "Daddy, Daddy, help me!"
所以当那个孩子从二楼的窗户又咳嗽又哭的跟他父亲说，爸爸，爸爸，帮我，帮我。
The father standing underneath the window said, "Bobby, just jump out the window. I will catch you."
对，他父亲在他的窗的下面跟他说 ，"Bobby, 你跳，我会接住你。
"Because of the darkness and all the smoke, the little boy said, "But Daddy, I can't see you."
但这个小孩子跟他爸爸说，又黑而且有很多都烟，我看不到你。
The father says, "Don't worry, my son, I can see you." Jump.
但是他的父亲跟他的孩子说，没有关系，但是我可以看到你，你就跳吧。
Jump.
跳吧。
We may not see what's ahead of us. Our future may seem scary because we don't know where God is leading us.
我们的未来也许很害怕，因为我们没有看到神为我们铺的路。
But God knows what your future looks like.
但神知道我们的未来是怎么样的。
He can see you.
因为他可以看到你。
You may need to take a leap of faith.
也许你必须要跨出信心的一步。
And Abraham started when he was 75 years old.
亚伯拉罕开始的时候，他已经75岁了。
Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
你可不可以教一个老狗新的把戏呢？
I really believe you can.
我真的相信你可以的。
If the dog is willing to do two things,
如果这只狗愿意做两件事情，
obey its master.
对啊，听从它的主人。
Trust its master.
信任它的主人。
Even an old dog can learn new tricks.
就甚至老狗都可以学新的把戏。
We have some senior members here in the church.
我们当中有许多年长的。
We have some who are younger in the church.
也有些年轻的在我们当中。
So despite our age, let me ask you, how young is your faith today?
那除我们的年纪之外，我想问你说，你的信心到底有多年轻？
There may be some of us who are in our 40s, but inside we feel like we're 80.
也许我们当中有许多40几岁的，但是在我们的心里头，我们好像觉得自己是80几岁了。
Because you know that you have stopped growing as a Christian.
因为你知道说你已经不在基督当中成长。
Maybe you sense today you are at your Haran.
也许你今天就在哈兰这个地一样。
And God is asking you to take a step of faith.
那神告诉你说你要跨出那信心的一步。
Some people are asking me, Pastor Ian.
神突然告诉我马牧师。
Why are you leaving the United States and going to the United Kingdom?
有人说你为什么要离开美国要到英国去呢？
Don't you like life here in the United States?
你不喜欢在这边的生活吗？
Why do you want to move to the United Kingdom?
为什么你要去英国呢？
Is it because of President Obama?
是不是因为这个奥巴马是个总统呢？
Politics aside,
我们把政治撇在一旁。
I really enjoy my life here in the United States for the last 30 years.
我在美国的确非常的高兴。
But I realize I've come to a Haran in my life. No, I'm not saying that USA is Haran, okay?
我不是说这个美国是哈兰地。
But for my faith walk, I've come to a place where I've settled down.
而是我信心之旅当中已经到了一个停下的那个地方。
Our faith walk can never stop.
我们的信心之旅是不能停的。
We should always be moving forward.
我们必须要一直往前走。
And I've come to do the same things I've been doing for the last 30 years.
我这样做已经走了30几年。
And God is saying, I need to move again. 神告诉我说我要往前走。To go to a place away from my people, my friends, and my household here in the United States.
等于是要神告诉我说我必须要离开我的本族、本家、本地。
And like Abram, I'm an older man.
就像亚伯兰一样，我现在是个老人。
When I first moved to TBCGL.
当到了这罗伟圣经华人教会的时候。
I was like Minister James.
我就好像中传道一样。
Good looking like him.
大家长样好看，英俊。
But now, after 17 years, I'm an older man.
经过17年之后，我已经是个老人。
This morning, just now, Jeremy was laughing at my 老花镜。
我后面弟兄笑我的老花眼镜。
But despite our age, we still need to move on.
但是虽然我们年纪大，我们还是需要往前走。
And my future looks blurry. People ask, Pastor Ma, do you know what you'll be doing in the United Kingdom?
但是我的未来道路有点朦胧，因为很多人问我说，你要到英国的时候你要做什么嘞？
I tell them I don't know.
我告诉他们我不知道。
I have some idea.
我有一些大概知道的事情。
But I believe that as I step out, it will become clearer to me.
但我知道我跨出那一步的时候，我会变得比较清晰。对我来讲。
Now, is it difficult to go to the United Kingdom?
是不是到英国很困难呢？
Now, many of us have actually gone to on short-term missions to the United Kingdom.
我们当中有许多人曾经到英国去做过短宣。
I don't like it.
其实我不喜欢。
I don't like the weather.
我不喜欢那边的天气。
It's always cold and rainy.
一直很冷，而且常常下雨。
Things are very expensive there.
东西在那边都非常昂贵。
And the one thing I really don't like is there.
其中有一项。
The food is not very good.
那东西不好吃。
So people say, Pastor Mike, you still want to go?
所以很多人跟我说，马牧师，你真的要去吗？
I said I have to.
我就说，我跟他说我必须去。
No testing of faith, there'll be no testimony.
因为如果没有最细心的考验，就没有见证。
I want to be one day be able to come here and share with you a testimony of how God has been faithful.
所以我希望说有一天我能够在各位当中做见证，说神是如何的信实。
But if I do not put my faith to the test, I will have no testimony.
但是如果我不将我的信心去过测试的话，我没有办法给你们一个见证。
So let me, as we close, let me ask you, what thing is God asking you to do?
就像我们结束的时候，我们就要问你，神要你做什么？
Just as that hymn tells us, trust and obey, there's no other way.
就像这个告诉我们说，没有其他的方法。
信靠
政府，没有其他的方法。
To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
要在神里在基督里快乐就只有信靠圣父。
Maybe today you are a seeker.
也许你还是慕道友。
You're not yet a Christian.
你还不是个基督徒。
Perhaps God is asking you, will you take a step of faith?
也许神会问你说你是愿意跨出那信心的一步。
Or maybe you are a Christian.
也许你是个基督徒。
But you know that you've strayed away from God's path.
你知道说你已经偏离正道，偏离神的道。
God is still waiting at that place, asking you to say yes.
但是神还在那地方等。
Take a step of obedience.
要你做这个服从的这个路。
As we close, I would like us to at least have a minute just to quietly maybe do some business with God right now.
所以我希望在我们结束的时候，我们能够安静我们的心，差不多一分钟。
Whatever God has been saying to you,
神跟你说了什么话
？Talk to Him.
与他说话。
And I'll close us after a minute.
那我在一分钟之后会结束。
Our gracious God, 蛮有风光点的神。You know that some of us are settling in Haran.
你知道我们刚刚有时候停在哈兰。
It may be a good place.
也许是个好地方。
Maybe a place of rest.
是一个可以休息的地方。
But God, you do not want us to stay there.
但是神啊，你不愿意我们停在那里。
Because if we settle there, we will die there.
因为我们如果住在那里，我们就死在那里。
But God, it's so scary.
神啊，这是非常害怕的事。
Perhaps today we feel that we're just too old, we're too comfortable now.
也许今天我们觉得我们太老了，也许我们很舒适。
That one step you ask us to take.
让我们踏出的那一步。
Maybe it's just too hard.
也许这太难了。
We have too many Canaanites in the land.
那有许多迦南人在那里。
Or maybe we see our own Sarai and she's barren.
就我们看到我们的撒拉，因为她是不会生育的。
We see all the impossibilities.
我们看到这些不可能的事。
But just as we sang that song.
就是我们在唱那条歌。
I can do everything in Christ who strengthens me.
靠耶稣基督，我们什么事都能做。
So give us faith, Lord.
神啊，给我们信心。
Help us by to trust in you.
帮助我们能够信任你。
To take a step of faith.
能够跨出那信心的一步。
To also to obey you.
就是服从你的命令。
To take a step of faith.
跨出那信心的一步。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.